It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got one of our favorite friends, guests from the community, Lisa from the Four States Fair and Rodeo. And when did you become like the CEO? You took charge of the whole enchilada there. When was that?
Officially in October on an interim basis in May of last year.
Okay, so I thought it was since the last time we had you in here.
Yes, it has.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you've been working hard for years there at the Four States Fair and Rodeo. Your family's been involved with it for years. It's just kind of a tradition.
Yeah, last year was my grandma's 50th fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But congratulations for doing that. And we're here to talk about the fair. But before we do that, you do have something going on this weekend that people could go check out. It's kind of a before the fair thing. What's going on this weekend?
This weekend is the Senior World Championship Barrel Race, and we have about 700 runners a day racing, mm-hmm. and it'll be going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be an open race.
Uh-huh.
So not sure how many folks will have entered in that, but they have concessions and vendors. You can go shop, watch the barrel race.
Did I hear you say it's free?
Yes, it's free to get in.
So if you love barrel racing... If you love barrel racing, right. This is the time to go check out some barrel racing this weekend at the Four States Fair Entertainment Center. So that's going on this weekend. Then as soon as they leave, the fair begins to show up at the first part of next week, because you kick it off on next Friday, April the 1st.
We do.
April the 1st through the 10th this year. We talked about it on the Facebook, but you had that year where we COVID-ed out, unfortunately. And then last year you came back and you said, things just worked out where it was like, we're going to move it to April. And that worked out pretty good for you.
It worked out great.
Uh-huh.
We really enjoyed it being in the spring.
Right.
It's a whole different weather, whole different feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, springtime is great. You just want to get outside.
Right.
You want to go.
You're ready
do
to get outside.
So
it's early spring, so it's not warm yet, really.
Right.
Like it could be later in the spring. And anyway, let's just be truthful. I mean, it gotten to me where... it seemed like our summers were hanging on later as far as the temperatures are concerned. So when we went to the fair in mid-September, it was hot.
Yeah.
You're out there sweating.
Literally felt like it stayed almost 100 degrees.
And then finally when the fair ended, it cooled off. Yeah.
Beautiful weather.
So it's kind of like, weather-wise, it's a better bet. And it's nice to be able to go out there in your blue jeans and your boots and everything else and not be sweating. So I think that's a weather-wise... I think that's a good thing, but it's going to be the 1st through the 10th, and you're going to start out with what's happening on the very first night.
The first night is going to be Ant Motorsports Demolition Derby. Ant Motorsports Monster Truck.
Uh-huh.
Saturday will be the Demolition Derby. The same gentleman will be helping us with that this year.
And so how many years is this for the Demo Derby?
The Demo Derby's 31 years.
Yeah, so it's tradition. And if you've never been to one of those, you should go, because it is a lot of fun. And it's very competitive. And the last person standing is the winner.
They have actually changed the rules this year and added some reinforcement and some additional things to the cars.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's going to be a whole lot more entertaining.
Okay.
I think
it's pretty entertaining.
Spend a lot more time and a whole lot more.
Well,
these guys are serious.
Oh, they are very serious about it. Extremely.
Yes.
Guys and girls.
Yes. Right? Yes, guys and girls. We can't leave our ladies
out. So that'll be going on Saturday night. And of course, the rodeo itself will be the following weekend.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the rodeo, and then we'll go back and talk about some of the things going on with the fair itself. But the rodeo, same one you had the last year?
No, it's a different one. Yes, this is Wing Rodeo coming.
Wing Rodeo, okay.
They were with us years ago.
Like you said 80s. Way back in the 80s.
Yes, the grandfather was the one that brought the rodeo
I think
in.
I remember that, actually. I'm that old.
Gerald and Joanne Smith, they've been in that business for a long, long time. I think they're third generation. So their grandson has taken over, and he's bringing the rodeo in. We'll have J.J. Harrison back as our funny man this year. Andy Stewart will be there announcing.
The announcers and the clown and everything, that makes the entertainment.
Absolutely. They are a pair, too, so you just turn them loose and let them do their thing.
And, of course, the rodeo will feature all your favorite rodeo events like bull riding and bronco riding and barrel racing, everything.
Roping, all of it.
Yeah, roping.
And we have the ladies with the red dirt riders coming in to do an entertainment thing in the performance. So,
so that'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the final weekend there. And they can get tickets for this ahead of time?
At the box office or on our website.
Okay, so either way, at the box office or on the website. And remember, as she reminded us during the Facebook, anything you buy tickets for to go into the arena, like the Demolition Derby or the Rodeo or whatever, that gets you straight on into the Four States Fair part of it without any other admission. So you could go into the fair first and then go to your event, or you can go to your event and then go into the fair, either way.
Or you can do both if you didn't get enough the first round.
Right. You can do it. So either way, back and forth and back and forth. You can back and forth with that one ticket. So that'll help you out. Hang around. We're going to talk more with Lisa about the Four States Fair and Rodeo. Yeah, it's coming up April 1st through the 10th right here in Texarkana. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Lisa from the Four States Fair and Rodeo, which is coming up April 1st through the 10th,
right,
which is next Friday through the following Sunday, as far as the fair is concerned. And we were talking about the fact that the rodeo, of course, will be that final Thursday, Friday, and Saturday inside the Entertainment Center. And let's talk a little bit about out there on the fairgrounds. Let's start out with the wonderful, which we all look forward to, and it's just a huge part of going, is the fair food.
Lots of food this year.
Good.
As always, we'll have, like you said, your favorite turkey legs.
Yes. Right.
We'll have the funnel cakes, corn dogs, cotton candy, candied apples. And then we've added some corned beef sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
we've
neat.
Got someone who's bringing in some different, little healthier foods.
That's
we've
okay.
We've got a coffee trailer. You know, we've got everybody's kind of trying to get outside of the box.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And one of my favorite things is I can't have dairy.
Mm.
So we have I don't know if you guys saw him last year. He had the thing called Wonder Sticks. It's like a great big J-shaped ice cream cone. So like every bite of soft serve ice cream has a cone, but the ice cream is dairy free.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
For allergens.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can enjoy soft serve ice cream.
It's okay. You can have it. It'll be all right.
When he first told me that, I'm like, no, I can't take that chance. And he's like, no, really?
It really is?
So he showed it to me, and I was like, so I tried it. Was wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited.
Because there's a lot of people out there that does bother, actually. So that's a good thing. That's good.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll have somebody that'll be frying everything under the sun, you know, fried
Oreos and Snickers and all those good things.
All the good stuff.
So if you love the fair food, it's going to be there in quite a bit. And of course, the Midway.
We'll be by Wagner Carnival again this year. They have several specials going on so that it's affordable for your family to come out. The first weekend will be Texarkana Emergency Center armbands. So those are $35 per day on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday with your fair admission.
So with your fair admission, $35, you can ride as many rides all day long, all evening long as you want to ride.
Yes.
That's pretty doggone
good.
Awesome.
And now the fair admission is $7 for adults and $5 for children.
Uh-huh.
So we did not go up on our fair admission. We wanted to keep that at the same rate because everything is more
expensive. I was
say,
right. With inflation going on and everything costing more, they held the line and did not go up on their price.
Thank you. Going to do that.
There you go.
Monday, the fair and the carnival are presenting Dollar Day. Uh-huh. In years past, you had to have a certain pass to get in to get the dollar tickets.
Right.
You will not have to have that this year.
So you just go in and each ride is a dollar.
Each ride is a dollar.
So that's a good deal for people with...
Deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Oh, especially if you have four or five
kids.
Or four or five grown people that want to ride.
Yeah.
You know, you could definitely spend the day out there and not break the
bank. Break the bank,
Tuesday, they have a two for Tuesday special, so you can get two armbands for $30 on Tuesday evening.
Another good deal.
Wednesday will be Wacky Wednesday, so it'll be $5 off wristbands. So that would make those $25. And then Thursday will be the Patriot Day, which will be $5 off of wristbands for first responders, military, police, etc. They just have to have their ID with them.
All right.
And that's the day that we do back the badge. So the badge plus three get in free.
Oh, I love
great.
That.
That's
Thank
very
you
nice.
For doing that
yeah.
again.
Absolutely.
Thanking them for what they do to keep the community.
Oh,
and, of course, obviously, the Police Department, Texas Congressional Police Department, is essential in making things flow good at the fair.
As well as the fire department.
Oh,
because the fire department does set up all of our first aid stations.
Right, that's right.
So they're both very intricate parts of what we do.
Gotta have them.
We could not do that without them. And then the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, will be Farmers Bank weekend, and their $35 armbands for those days as well.
So pick which kind of deal works for your family, because every family's a little different, and figure out, you know, hey, I might want to go on this night because that's the dollar night. I don't think I'm going to go on that night because it's the 35, or that's the get 235, or get them, you know, half price or whatever, you know, two for one or whatever.
Or just, you know, come every night.
Yeah, well, that'd be great too.
We'd love to have you.
They would love to have you. So, sounds like a lot of fun. More about the Four States Fair and Rodeo. Yep, it's coming up April 1st through the 10th, Texarkana. We've got Lisa here from the Four States Fair and Rodeo. We've been talking about the big event that's going on April 1st through the 10th this year. And we'll kind of wrap that up here in just a couple of minutes. But we're going to get y'all to play a game.
Oh, good.
And the game today is Classic Edition Slogan Off. These are famous slogans from famous commercials back in the day, Lisa.
Oh, we can do this.
Right.
I can't do the new ones very well at all.
No.
But I can do the classic ones pretty good. So here we go. I'll give you the slogan. You give me the product. We sell no wine before it's time. What is the famous wine that the...
Baby Duck.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I just named a wine.
That's not it. That's not it. Like, it's a little more, it's a little more highfalutin sounding.
Okay.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
April, we will sell no wine before it's time. What? Who does that?
I have no idea.
See, even April.
Well, I figured I had three ladies here. I figured we'd have some wine drinkers in there.
I am a wine drinker.
Okay.
I have no idea.
It's a famous commercial from the past. It's Paul Masson. We will sell no wine before it's time.
Well, thank you for trying.
Thank you for trying. You were our guinea pig there.
Right.
Okay,
I failed you.
It's okay.
Hey, well, hold on, April.
Wait, you might help us with this. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm here.
You ever drink any beer?
Yes.
Okay. At the Silver Blank tonight, famous old commercial, Silver.
You know this one.
Come on, guys.
Bullet?
Coors Light.
Yeah.
Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the alcohol part down.
Okay, we're done with you now.
Bye, April.
We knew you could help us.
Yeah.
All right. A blank is forever.
Oh,
diamonds.
There you go. Get the door. It's...
Pizza, Domino's.
That was two different.
I know. I ran it together and got it.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Kind of made me speechless there because...
Your squirrels collided in your brain.
Yeah, because it's like I'm like...
You can see
she
that
got too. Domino's right, and then she said pizza, which is Little Caesars. But Domino's is the correct answer. They didn't know they were pizza. All right, and it does a body good.
Oh.
Something you drink that does the body good, it wouldn't do good for you.
Milk.
Milk.
We got it.
Y'all did quite well.
Yes.
After we got past the wine and stuff, y'all did quite well. So there you go. That's a classic edition slogan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So once again, the Four States Fair and Rodeo kicks off April 1st and runs through the 10th. So that's next Friday through the following Sunday. The rodeo itself is the last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the event. And, of course, all kinds of different special days that you can get to special prices on riding rides for your family and ride as many rides as you want to for certain prices. All you have to then go to your website, Facebook, all that kind of stuff to get more of the info in case they missed it.
And it's just fourstatesfair.com.
There you go. And so, but if you want to get tickets ahead of time for the events like the rodeo or the demolition derby, you can either go online or you can come to the box office.
Yes, you can come to the box office from 9 to 4.
Uh-huh. And the other things, the specials on the Midway you do at the fairgrounds.
At the Midway.
Right.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. And
you made it even better.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can improve on better, but you made it better.
Thank you, because that's what we strive to do. We want to make it better and better every time.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just it always gets a little bit better and a little bit better because... You go, well, we're going to tweak that. We're going to tweak that.
Yeah, we'll
bit.
Pivot here. We'll pivot there.
But, I mean, I love all the different daily different specials you got, truly, for the families out there. Because we know, you know, it's tough out there right now as far as the prices, inflation, and all that. So you can get a good bargain there and come and let them have the fun that they want to have.
Right.
Without worrying about it.
Yeah.
Because that's the great part. And that's what I remind all of our people.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, listen, we're in the business of making memories.
Right.
I mean, people come... Because it's a family time, it's a family environment.
Right.
Yes.
Your grandparents brought you. Your
Absolutely.
Parents, you know, so it's kind of tradition in itself. And so we just want to make it as enjoyable and fun as we can.
Oh, man. You're talking about, I still remember it as a kid. back in the day when I was a kid, and this is a long time ago, they used to come by in the school and hand out the little admissions for the students.
Free tickets.
Yeah. And it was, we were always just waiting for that. Oh boy, we got our ticket. And then you go home and you go, what day can we go, Dad? Mom? So it is a tradition that you pass on from generation to generation. And what is the year for this year? How many years have we
been? This will be the 77th.
77th.
Nice Eve. Double digits.
And hopefully you've got them. You got tickets for us to give away?
Sure. Give
away. Tons of them.
Pick your poison.
I've already said we're going to do that, so hopefully she does. All right. We'll have some tickets to give away to some of these events. All right. Thank you for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.